Barack Obama is expected to make a push for immigration reform in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. But new research suggests that our biology actually influences our view of this issue. And that's according to new research by Pete Hatami. He's a political science professor at Penn State University. Pete Hatami, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me, David.
So what does your research actually say about people's attitudes towards immigrants and their biology?
Well, we've been doing this kind of research for the last couple of years and come to find that a lot of our opinions, the way we view the world, is part of us. It's not simply that we've been exposed to it or trained to it, but the way we process information, how we see others, and our sensitivity to things we're not familiar with is influenced by our DNA. And so this latest bit of research, we're actually looking at seeing how our phobic disposition, so fear of unfamiliar others and unlike things, how that's influenced by genes, and then that filters through to the political opinions that we choose to espouse.
Wow. So how do you get at that? How do you research that question?
Well, we began using twin studies, and so you can twins are a great natural experiment in the sense identical twins share their chromosomal sequence. They're exactly the same as far as their chromosomal DNA, and then fraternal twins are like any other siblings. And we would just compare the similarity between them, and we use some fancy structural models and so forth to do that, to pull apart what part of the difference or similarities between them is genetically influenced and what part's environmental in a really simple model. And we extended that on to like more advanced models where we take blood and actually sequence their DNA and look for similarities in specific issue positions or phobic dispositions and see if we could find certain parts of the DNA that track with those, and we've been able to do that.
What kind of questions did you ask to try to determine people's dispositions or attitudes?
So we use a bunch of standard batteries. I mean, so I work with Ken Kendler and Mike Neal, who are psychiatrists at the Virginia State Psychiatric Behavior Genetics, and so they have their specialty. One of them in Ken's is phobia. So we had a whole battery and interviews, clinical interviews, and professional psychiatrists who assess people for their different fear dispositions. Some were questionnaires and others were observational. And for their political attitudes, we use a standard battery, asking them their opinions on a whole host of issues, and even, if they're Republican or Democrat, or if they're liberal or conservative, or how they feel about immigration, segregation, and for older populations, busing, and all those kinds of issues, gay rights and so forth.
So a person doesn't like parties, and that also translates into them not liking immigrants particularly and having a particular view about immigration reform, like they're against it?
Yeah, so we found a link between their fear of unfamiliar others or things they're just not familiar with, such as general, I'm really uncomfortable around things I don't know, having nothing to do with politics. And we found a link between that and people's political positions, particularly on immigration. So really absent of politics, if you're just uncomfortable about unfamiliar things, then you'll be much more likely to be conservative on those positions. And then we imposed upon that this kind of genetically informed sample to see, well, where is that fear coming from? Is that fear some way you were trained? Did it pass down through your parents? Or did it pass down through your DNA? And we found a good part of that fear and that connection between fear of unfamiliar others and immigration or people not like you is actually passed through this genetic transmission from parent to child.
So is biology the only factor?
No, not at all. And sometimes it might be quite a small factor. So we only explained about 20% of the variants total. So there's still quite a bit, to be explained. But what we found was really neat is that it's not fixed. So it's not that you're born a certain way and you're just going to be that way and there's nothing you can do. It's that you might be born a way to see the world, certainly, the way that you take information. But things like education or exposure can overcome that. So it's not necessarily you're going to be, hey, if you have a genetic disposition to be more fearful of unfamiliar others, then you're always going to be anti-immigration. Not at all. As a matter of fact, equally powerful in our model was education. So the more highly educated you were, despite your genetic disposition, the less likely you were to be anti-immigration. So it seems exposure to the unfamiliar can kind of wash that out.
And the study focuses on anti-immigration or anti-immigrant sentiments. What else did you learn?
Well, the thing that we liked most about the study was the fact that education was as strong of a predictor, and that was what we didn't expect. We had some expectation because there's a lot of research talking about, if you look in media, I mean, fear and politics are always tied. If you want to mobilize the public, you look at, something like healthcare, then you've got these banners of comparing Stalin to Obama, or the only thing that comes out of the healthcare debate is there's death panels. So clearly there's a fear message going on, even though it's totally irrelevant to the actual policy content. And so we knew that there was this connection, and we see it all the time. But what we hadn't seen in the literature is, well, is that the only thing? Is it simply this one-way direction that conservatives are more fearful, or that conservatives are anti-immigration because they're more fearful? And it turns out that's not the case at all. It's more fearful people are going to be more conservative on certain positions, but education then flushes that out. And we thought that was a kind of a great balance, that it's, you know, you're not fixed either way. There's multiple channels to get to your opinions. But it's also important to know we start from different places, and a lot of who we are is who we are. It's not simply you can train it into someone. We view the world differently, and that's not necessarily bad.
Peter Tomby, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
He's a political science professor at Penn State University. And once again, he's the author of new research that suggests that your biology actually influences your attitudes towards immigration reform. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.